My next guest is, I was going to say he's on the line, but he's not. He's actually looking at me. We're kind of zooming this and recording this and going live. And he is Huey Stonefish, an Emmy award-winning songwriter, comedian, and educator. And I look like I belong in a radio studio, and he looks like he's going to walk onto the front pages of Vogue. Why are you looking so smart and and happening? Have you got something big after this?
Thank you. I do. I have a couple of meetings today, but you know, I'm here on the radio, look good, feel good, so I had to dress up.
I best take a leaf or two out of yours because there's something to learn. Okay, so that's great. It puts a big smile on my face. Thanks for chatting to us today. And my first question to you is the following. You've been called an Emmy-winning songwriter, activist, musical comedian. When somebody actually asks you, what do you do? What's your go-to answer?
I'll tell you what, I've been really struggling with that lately. I say I'm a music artist because I do a lot of things within music. I do education through music. I do comedy through music. But I also work in anti-hate programming. So I actually have a title as well, a director of in-school programming at a Jewish nonprofit. So it's never a one-word answer. That's your answer.
Huey, I'm so impressed with what it is you do. I'm just thinking there must be such reluctance to hear this message right now in a post-7th of October world. Where the world just doesn't seem to have bandwidth for what it is you have to say. What's your personal take on that?
You know, I've been proudly Jewish my entire life. I've been doing Jewish activism, you know, long before October 7th, of course, with respect to everyone who is doing a lot more in this trying time. I think that we need unity, and I think that we need fun, and I think that as Jewish people, we also need to remember that Judaism is not a response to anti-Semitism. Judaism is Judaism, period. And so when I'm on social media making funny Jewish videos, we need to remember the joy and the wonder of Judaism, and that's a lot of what I'm trying to bring, and actually people are really receptive to that.
Tell me, and I apologize up front, I'm a lot older, I belong to the other generation. When my producer said to me, you've got to talk to this guy, I had to rush out and look at YouTube and get a handle on what it is you do. And I suddenly thought, my gosh, there's a whole world out there that listens to your stuff, that you've gone viral and are known and popular. And certainly in the States, I would imagine less so to a certain extent to in South Africa. But talk to me about this Emmy award-winning issue, because this is major.
Thank you. So I won an Emmy for Outstanding Original Song, and I was actually nominated for Outstanding Writing for a special class series. So I won an Emmy, but I also lost an Emmy. And the song was a song with Jason Alexander, which he's from Seinfeld, if you're watching Seinfeld out there. Yes, okay, I'm getting a nod. Good, Seinfeld is everywhere. Seinfeld is global.
Absolutely.
And we made a song looking at the history of anti-Semitism in cartoons.
I saw that one, yeah.
Yes.
It was
powerful. Yes, and you know, a lot of what we're talking about, there was actually part of the series was looking at the history of racism and misogyny, sexism through cartoons. And the idea is there's so much that we do and that we say and that we take in that we're not even realizing. And so we see anti-Semitism and say, how can someone believe these things? And then we look at images throughout history, not to excuse that behavior, but to give us another lens into how these messages get pushed into our brains.
Yeah, I absolutely saw that. At one point, I sat thinking some of these cartoons that you were using as background material for the music were so offensive. Importantly so, but it's caricatures beyond caricatures. It's taken it to another level. And you think, this is being watched by 4 and 5 year olds. To them,
yes.
this is a Jew. It is obviously the guy, yes, with the long nose and the pockets full of money. And it's just obvious. And that
That's
is
exactly
frightening
right.
stuff. Frightening stuff.
That's exactly right.
And I just want to say, because you started off that video with a very, very powerful clip from Charlottesville with people walking down saying Jews will not replace us, the replacement theory. Then you go into the awful stereotypes, and well, of course, the one is going to land up being the other.
That's exactly right. And we used, what I love about that video, and I think the reason it won the Emmy is because we used comedy to show that message. People don't like to be, you know, to use the quote, hit over the head with these messages. We get defensive when people try to educate us. So using comedy, using music, these are tools to share these messages with people and actually make them receptive to hearing it.
So Huey Stonefish and Lou Berger, what's the connection?
Yes. So I'm a member of the comedy band Lou Berger. We have been on television a couple times. We've toured the country. We've toured a little bit in Canada. We did an off-Broadway show. We had an album with Wayne Brady and Deshaun Deshaun and Alex Brightman, and I'm a member. I've been a member for 10 years. If the song White People Taco Night made its way over to South Africa, I produced that song, and I'm a member of that group.
White People Taco Night.
Is that what you just said?
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, I'm going to look out for that one. I didn't see that one.
Yes.
But talking about the band and the fact that your comedy has gone viral, talk to me about a weird interaction that you've had with a fan.
Oh, a weird interaction I've had with a fan. You know, people are weird. just period. You know, and myself included. I'm a weird guy, and I love to be a weird guy. So people have the music that we've been at this for a long time, and we've had a lot of songs that have gone very, very viral, millions and millions of views. And so I would say the weirdest thing for me is when someone will come up to us, and this is might sound harsh, but someone will come up, and all of our songs are comedic. That's all we do in Lou Burger is funny songs. There's nothing serious about what we do.
Yeah.
And people will come up to us after a show and say, like, you know, your song, you know, looking at Disney princesses and talking about how I wish I could be a Disney princess, or your song about the Halloween monsters, you know, being sexy, it got me through one of my hardest times in my life. People will share these horrible stories, people who passed and their family, things they had to get through, and they'll say our music got them through it. And I'm so grateful to be able to give that to someone. That's an incredible experience that I'd always dreamed of. It's just not
the genre you thought.
Comedy music.
Exactly. Except the other thing that really struck me was I watched the video, and then I read the comments, and I thought the number of people who've absolutely, completely, either purposely or inadvertently, completely misunderstood what it is that you're trying to do. I mean, you said
that
people are
too.
Weird, but really, they're weird and stupid by the looks of it sometimes,
you
occasionally.
Know, that's the thing about social media. Any comment is a good comment because any comment gets engagement. That's what I've come to learn. And then the hateful people get blocked because I don't mess with trolls. We don't deal with trolls on our pages.
Interesting. And understandable, I suppose. So apparently you play everything from piano to banjo to accordion, you name it, you play it. What is your musical origin story? And then how did comedy kind of sneak in?
I do, and actually tomorrow with my brand Bubby's Night Out, where we do a lot of Jewish comedy music, we're releasing a Grateful Dead cover, and I'll be playing banjo in that. We're doing, instead of Friend of the Devil, we're doing Friend of the Shtetl. So that'll be coming out tomorrow with me on banjo.
Okay.
I just always loved music. My Uncle Josh was my musical mentor. My mom used to actually wake me up singing show tunes every day when I was a kid. So I just fell in love with music. There was some tragedy that happened to me when I was a young kid, and music, playing guitar and writing songs really connected me to that. I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I have a bachelor's of music in songwriting. So I have a degree in music. And when I was in LA, I moved into LA pretty soon after college. I was looking for work, and I was working at a summer camp, and some of my co-counselors were improv comedians. And they said, they saw me play a music show, and they said, man, we have an improv team. You got to come play piano for us. So I played music with an improv team for about a year and a half. And then I got a job working at the Second City, which is a sort of historic comedy school and theater that started in Chicago, but they had a branch in Los Angeles. And I was a music director there. I was teaching, music directing, directing, performing in shows for about 6 or 7 years. And then I joined Lou Burger, and here I am now.
Tell me something, have you ever written anything that you've thought, no, even this is too ridiculous for Lou Burger? Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, we all write things that are too ridiculous. And the other guys in the group have to say, no, we're not doing that.
Pull him back a little bit, he's gone too far.
Crazy person.
Yes. I love that. And then also you spoke about the fact that you come from the East Coast and you've migrated over to the West Coast. When I looked you up on social media and the like, they talk about your connection to the community of Syracuse in New York, that it seems to be quite, you've maintained it. Just talk to that if you would.
I love my hometown. I'm so grateful. Syracuse. So I grew up in a suburb of the city of Syracuse, and that I was in bands since I was 14. I was playing shows. So I feel really connected and grateful to the place that I grew up. And actually, my brother and I, along with another co-founder, we started a nonprofit out there called the Arts Project Syracuse. Syracuse, we found out after we left, is actually one of the poorest cities in the United States of America. And it has some really awful and historic poverty that is directly related to racial policies. So we do arts programming through the Boys and Girls Club and the YWCA, and we're really proud to celebrate just about 4 years of helping hundreds of kids every year get access to arts education that they wouldn't be getting if we weren't there.
I'm so interested to hear that, because somehow I would have thought with your proud Jewish identity, there wouldn't have been a space to be able to do that. I just believe, and you hear it in Australia, you hear it in the UK, that Jews are being shut out of those kinds of spaces, those activist spaces.
You know, a lot of people say that, and I understand that there are spaces where that's happening, but our belief is that we're stronger together. And we also believe that when we reach the hand across the aisle, oftentimes that hand is met with another hand. And so sometimes what happens in when we're just sort of circling the wagon as Jews, we say, no one wants to help us, no one wants to support us. But I always ask, well, are we going out, are we extending out of our community? And I have found that when I'm extending out of my community, there's so much love and support. We've received nothing but support. Not to deny anyone's experience who's had the experience that you're talking about, of course, because I understand that happens. But we've been at this for a long time. And, you know, when we started our mission to create a nonprofit, people said, what are you in this for? Are you in this for the right reasons? And we were.
All right. Now it's kind of flippant questions for you, if you like. What's the one song that you wish that you'd written?
The one song I wish that I had written?
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I wrote Graceland by Paul Simon.
Oh, what a good choice. You've just mentioned the soundtrack to my youth, Graceland.
I love Paul Simon, man. One of the best.
Isn't it funny how a song can do that? I mean, as you said that, I physically got transported to a particular place at a particular time, and there's even a particular smell. I mean, only a song can do that.
Yep. That's the power of music. Put that in a jar. You can't.
Put that in the jar. Yeah, what a good choice. I like that one. I approve wholeheartedly. And because of your comedy aspect, if you could collaborate with any Jewish comedian, live or dead, who would it be?
Jewish comedian, I mean, Weird Al.
Who?
He's Jewish, right? Oh, Weird Al. I guess he isn't Jewish, but I think we accept Weird Al Yankovic. We accept him as a Jew. He's got curly hair. He counts.
There you go. It's really funny. I wanted to play a clip from, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, Jackie Mason. Does that ring any bell with you?
Jackie Mason does, yes.
Okay, so you're old enough to remember, because I spoke to my producer yesterday about playing a clip about Jackie Mason, and she said, what's her something? And I thought, oh my goodness me, she doesn't even know it's a man. We age and humor changes. And I listened to what he had to say, and I'm not so sure I can play it today because we've moved on. And there's politically correct, and there's not politically correct. And I'm not so sure you can stereotype in the same way today. You really are straddling a very sensitive place, you know? Comedy.
You know, I think that in some ways, it's funny. I've been a professional comedian for a long time, and I like that as a whole, we are being more sensitive to people's feelings and to not spreading messages that hurt people. I like that, and I think it encourages us as comedians to work a little bit harder. Adam Sandler, too. Let me throw Adam Sandler in there.
Okay. No, we like Adam Sandler. We're happy with that. Finish the sentence for me. The world needs more?
Joy.
Okay. I'd go along with that. Definitely. And then just heading to the end, two more questions for you. What's next for you, musically, comedically, and activistically?
There's a lot. Actually, this weekend I'm going back to Syracuse to host Central New York's big Jewish music and culture festival called Klez Fest. I'm really excited. And then I'm coming back and we're putting up a show at Cantor's Deli, the iconic LA-based Jewish kosher-style deli, Cantor's Deli. We're putting up a show there September 25th. So a lot of Jewish comedy and variety performance. And then we're working to always grow our nonprofit, the Arts Project Syracuse. We're just so proud of the work that we do there. There's a lot of need. We've had incredible support. So we're always looking for new ways for people to get involved. That's what's next. And then I'm building anti-hate programming in Los Angeles, and we're bringing it national as well. So I'm really passionate about that. Anti-hate programming with a focus on combating anti-Semitism and teaching people to be upstanders, not bystanders. I'm always learning myself. So getting to do this work also helps me become a better activist and a better upstander.
Okay. And any message for young artists who are trying to get their voice out in a very noisy world?
Just keep trying. It's hard. Just keep trying. And you know what? It's so easy on social media when we see a video. Oh, this video only got 25 views. You know, 25, that's a lot of people. If you were in a room with 25 people, you'd
That's
be thinking to
amazing, yeah.
yourself, wow, look how many people are hearing my song or watching my video. So just keep trying these things. People think these things happen overnight, but they really, really don't. Failure is a part of the process, and if we just keep going, something will happen.
Huey, where do we follow you? Promote yourself shamelessly, shamelessly now. Where, how, what?
Go to Huey Stonefish, Hughie Stonefish. You can find me everywhere. I'm on every platform as Huey Stonefish. I encourage y'all to join me over there. If you're interested in the nonprofit, check out The Arts Project Syracuse. And just, yeah, follow along. We have a good time. Huey Stonefish, it's all about fun, comedy, joy, positivity. My channel, I'm every week someone else is collaborating with me and contributing. So we're building positive Jewish community, but everyone is welcome whether you're Jewish or not.
It's pretty amazing what you are doing. What a privilege to chat to you this afternoon, Huey Stonefish. Thank you for your time this afternoon on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thanks for inviting me here. I had a great time talking with you.